Shmuel Bey's Perek Yud Gimel. This Perek discusses how Amnon violated Tamar and how Avshalom killed Amnon. Before we start the story of Amnon and Tamar, it's important to mention there are many details here that need to be understood through the eyes of Chazal. It's beyond the scope of the Shiur to delve into the many aspects and subtleties that really need to be explained upon further. Everything mentioned in this Perek is meant with sensitivity to our listeners, and most important, Chazal. The Dasoifrim points out, the truth is, it's fitting not to discuss and talk about such despicable acts. However, these words of the Navi, like all the words of the Navi, are the word of Hashem. The Navi discusses this story as a lesson for honorable and prominent people not to be involved with scandalous activities. In the previous parak, we discussed how Nasan HaNavi told David three punishments will come about. We saw David lose a child. Now we will see Tamar being violated and Avshalom kill Amnon. The Abarbanel points out these punishments were mida keneged mida, tit for tat, for David being with Bathsheba and David killing Uriah. And Pasuk Aleph, Vayhi acharei kein v'Avshalom ben David achos yafe ushmo Tamar. And after these events happened, Avshalom had a sister, and she was very pretty, and her name was Tamar, v'Yahveh ben David. And the son of David, whose name is Amnon, loved her. A word on the relationships between everyone in this story. David was indeed the father of all three, Tamar, Avshalom, and Amnon. However, Avshalom and Tamar had the same mother whose name was Ma'acha. David had taken Ma'acha as an Esha Shifas Toar, a woman of war. Tamar was actually born to David before Ma'acha converted, and therefore Tamar was born non-Jewish but converted at a later date and time. Avshalom was born to Ma'acha after Ma'acha had properly converted and was born Jewish. Amnon was born to David from a different wife. It's important to mention this because, as we see, although Amnon, Tamar, and Avshalom were biological siblings, the halacha considered them not related. In Pasuk Beis through Yadalid, Amnon lusted for Tamar, as Tamar was a beautiful, modest woman. Yonadav, who was Amnon's cousin, helped Amnon devise a plan to be with Tamar. Amnon was to fake sick and tell his father David that he needed Tamar to prepare food in front of him and feed him, so Amnon will feel better. Once Tamar was to come into the room, Amnon was to be with her. Amnon carried out the plan. Tamar had come to the room. The messengers were sent out. Amnon grabbed Tamar to be with her. Tamar rebuked Amnon and told Amnon not to do this shameful act and to marry her properly. Amnon refused to listen to her, and Amnon violated her. In Pasuk Tezvav, it says, V'yisaneha Amnon sinah gedola ma'od. And afterwards, Amnon had a tremendous hatred towards her. Ki gedola ha-sina asher sina ma'ahava asher aheva. The hatred that he had towards his sister Tamar was greater than the love that he initially had for her. Amnon then sent Tamar away from him. Tamar pleaded with Amnon not to further disgrace her, but Amnon again refused to listen to her. The Radak points out, Tamar was shamed and humiliated in private. Tamar didn't want to be further shamed in public. Tamar left and then put dirt on her royal clothing as she left crying. Avshalom consoled his sister Tamar and told Tamar to put the event behind her. David heard about the events that transpired and was exceedingly angry. Avshalom did not speak to Amnon anymore. Avshalom hated Amnon for the act that he did to his sister Tamar. The Navi now turns its attention to how Avshalom went and killed Amnon. In Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Vayehi l'shnasayim yamim, Vayehu gozim la'Avshalom. And it happened nearly 2 years later when Avshalom was shearing his sheep. Avshalom requested David to come to the sheep shearing party. David declined. Avshalom then requested all the king's children come, including Amnon. David was hesitant to send Amnon, but finally consented. Avshalom commanded his servants to kill Amnon when Amnon is drunk with wine. The servants then went and killed Amnon and carried out Avshalom's orders. Someone initially misinformed David that Avshalom killed all his children. Yonadav then properly informed David, just Amnon was killed. The lookout man saw all the king's children returning to the palace and confirmed just Amnon was indeed killed. David's children cried and wept. And Pasuk Lamed Zion through Lamed Tes, which is the end of the parak, Absalom ran away to Geshur for 3 years. Note, Geshur was the hometown of Absalom's mother, who was the former princess of Geshur. David mourned for many years over Amnon. David finally felt consoled over Amnon and longed for Absalom to return to the palace. And that's the end of the parak. And again, the details mentioned in this parak are meant with sensitivity to our listeners and Chazal. Thank you very much for listening and have a wonderful day.